Insurance rates are rising, and unfortunately, Wisconsin hasn't been exempt from this trend. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Abby Drexler. She is with Market Watch Guides. And Abby, you've done quite a bit of research on this and how those insurance rates are affecting consumers.
Yes, I have. We've actually kind of looked into the rates across the country as a whole and have been diving into each of these states that have seen even a higher increase.
Tell us what Wisconsinites are experiencing and why.
Yeah, so right now, from 2023, Wisconsin saw a 38.9% increase in insurance rate. The national average was 16% from 2022 to 2023. So Wisconsin saw higher than the national average. That is kind of going to a few different things. Overall, this is kind of affecting everywhere. Car repair costs are going up. Cost of parts are going up. Cost of everything's going up. So that's one part of it. But specifically Wisconsin, we are seeing that they are having more severe weather incidents. So essentially, y'all, like cold weather and y'all's damages. Severe weather, usually the insurers in the state that have a much higher probability of paying out, they will increase. Severe weather is higher. Another thing is animal collisions are more of a risk for Wisconsin drivers. We found some information that showed that drivers in Wisconsin have a 1 in 60 chance of an animal collision-related claim, which is the fourth most likely in the country. So they are higher than most states to have an animal collision.
Wow. So how does that... Yeah, so how does that affect your car insurance rates then?
Insurers in general, anything that puts them at risk for having to pay out, a higher risk for having to pay out, they are going to increase rates. So that goes into, like, if you live in an area that has more car theft. Like, we're seeing that a lot this year with the Kia and Hyundai trends, right? Like, with Kia and Hyundai being broken into. Anything that, like, puts you at a higher risk. We also have data that shows that, like, urban areas, you pay higher in urban areas than you do in rural areas, which, I mean, makes sense because you're more likely to have to pay out. It's not just y'all with y'all's winter weather. Down states that have, like, see all those hurricanes and things and flooding damages, that affects it. Anything that puts you at a higher risk having to pay out, insurers take that into consideration.
Okay, well, let's look at it this way. You mentioned the deer collisions and you mentioned getting your car stolen. If you live, let's say, in northern Wisconsin or a more rural area, you're going to be more inclined to hit a deer, but probably less likely to have your car stolen. On the other hand, if you live in Milwaukee or one of the larger cities like Madison, you're less likely to hit a deer in the middle of town, but you're more likely to maybe have your car stolen. So how does this balance out when all the rates throughout the state have gone up?
Looking at all these factors at once is actually another area that's kind of going for y'all is the healthcare costs have gone up significantly as well. So like that includes if when medical costs are kind of a big part that insurers have to pay for any injury related claim. So those have gone up. I think it's a combination. What kind of makes y'all everywhere seeing these increases? That's why nationally it went up 16%. But some of the things that kind of make y'all stick out is those severe weather. Is that Wisconsin animal collisions and things like that. They can vary among cities. If you live in a rural, if you live in an urban, your rates probably are slightly different. Where we were looking at as a whole in Wisconsin, based on data we pulled from the quadrant. So we're looking at totals. You're right. It can vary just because an average Wisconsin went up 39%. Where you live specifically does play a factor in that.
Do you think the car insurance rates will ever go down in Wisconsin?
I think that's a question not just for Wisconsin. That's a real question for the country, right? Unfortunately, things that are kind of affecting just nationally, not like, you know, everywhere and why it's going up everywhere, which like car repair costs equal vehicle prices, healthcare, like those only appear to be increasing as of right now. Things y'all can't really control, which is like the severe weather and the animal collisions probably are going to stay the same, but the factors that just seem to keep increasing don't seem to be going down anytime soon. So it's likely going to continue going up for the foreseeable future. Hopefully not forever, but for the foreseeable future.
Abby Drexler from Market Watch Guides. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.